Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
Guys, it's no use putting it off. The best time for an underwear refresh is now. Tommy John underwear is designed for a perfect fit that stays put all day. There's zero chafe thanks to 4 times more stretch than competing brands. And their innovative horizontal quick draw fly is a game changer. With over 30 million pairs sold, there are thousands of men out there more comfortable than you. Don't settle for less. Go to TommyJohn.com today for 25% off your first order with code COMFORT. That's TommyJohn.com, code COMFORT. Tommy John. Comfort perfected.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thanks for listening. It's the BS sponsored by Sky River Casino, Elk Grove. My name's Jason Bailey right there, Nick D. There's Nelson. What would you have done if you're on a plane like this? You know, the American Airlines flight, this happened, what, about a week ago?
Yep.
Going from Dallas, Fort Worth to Orlando, and this woman just freaks. Now, this isn't like the normal, I'm mad at masks, I'm overly drunk. It's not the normal crazy person on the airplane. This is the next level crazy person.
I was about to say, this is the next crazy person on the airplane.
Where she's claiming the guy, was he sitting right next to her?
Yes.
In a green hoodie, who we haven't heard from yet, which is weird,
mm-hmm.
was not real.
And that's all. She just kept yelling and telling people that they needed to get off the plane with her. Now, I would have been looking at the person she said wasn't real. And then I would have been looking at her like, lady, please, sit. You want my seat? And I'll go sit back there because we got to get what we got to get to.
What drug would make you do that?
Mushrooms?
Yeah, mushrooms could do that. You're not usually that violent when you're on a psilocybin type deal. An acid, I guess, an ecstasy to a degree. Anything that's going to be psychedelic.
Upper?
Yeah, an upper. A meth could do it if she was regularly addicted to meth.
She didn't look like she takes any of those things.
Yeah.
Didn't, though. That's the crazy part. She looks so, I hate saying normal, but normal.
You got to be up a few days for meth to really mess with you like that. That's when you start seeing the shadow people.
So the weird thing, well, there's a lot of weird things about this, but one of the weird things is we've not heard anything else about it.
Nope. Mm-mm.
Like, there's no follow-up. The internet can't find the woman. I see posts all the time. Who is this woman? Usually the internet runs these people down.
Oh, in a heartbeat.
Quickly.
Yes.
There's been nothing said after the fact. No one's talked. No one's been able to find her. No one's been able to talk to the guy in the green hoodie. So I saw Mary Lee post something on TikTok, and I reached out to Mary, and she's in Orlando now taking care of her dad, and we wish nothing but the best for your father, Mary Lee. But you were on that flight four rows from this woman, right?
Yes.
Yeah, 4 rows in front or in behind?
She was in front of me, 4 rows to the right.
Okay. Did you see her before you got on the flight?
I did.
Okay, was she weird, drinking, drugs, anything?
Well, she was sitting at a bar, and the only reason I noticed is because I was actually catching a connecting flight at DFW to Orlando, and so I was walking from one terminal to another, and that's when I noticed her sitting at a bar, and only because she was wearing a really cute outfit, and she was really put together, and I just glanced over, and I saw her, and she was sitting with a drink in front of her. Other people on the flight stated that she had was drinking multiple drinks there, but I can't confirm that.
But she wasn't slurring her words, right? She freaked out. Was she talking to anybody at the bar? Was she with anyone?
I honestly didn't notice if she was with anybody or not. I'm not sure who she was with, but I know when she was on the plane, she wasn't with anybody.
Yeah. Okay, so this happens. You're on the flight. You're still on the tarmac when this happens, right?
Yes. Yeah, you're still on the ground.
Yeah, yeah. You haven't taken off yet. Okay, so you're still on the ground, and this woman freaks out. How are the people reacting? Like, we, you know, this post 9/11 world that we live in, usually a lot of times, as soon as somebody acts up, people will take them down, you know, put them down on the ground and restrain them. Did anybody stand up? Did anybody say anything while this woman was, you know, aggressively moving down the aisle towards the cockpit?
No, because the initial quote unquote freak out was her upset about AirPods that she thought that had been stolen from her by the gentleman sitting next to her, which, by the way, was not wearing a green hoodie. That is false. That's false information that's been spread over the internet. That's not true. Anyways, she accused him of stealing the AirPods from her. And so she kind of seemed to settle back down for a minute. And then the flight attendants had already come over and were talking to her. And then she started getting more and more upset because she was wanting to change seats. And they told her that there wasn't another seat for her to move to. And that's what she got upset about. And the guy behind me was actually yelling to her and telling her that he would just buy her another set of earbuds. Let's just get going so we can take off instead of being stuck there.
So go back to the, okay, so the green hoodie thing. So the internet, I'm wrong. That's not the guy in question that she was screaming wasn't real.
No. In fact, the guy sitting next to her did not have a green hoodie on, and the guy she was saying was not real was not even a passenger. It was a flight attendant.
Oh, see, I did not know that at all.
Okay, and why was the flight attendant not real?
That is everybody's question, is why he wasn't real. I don't think she meant it like that. I think that what she meant was he wasn't real, as in he was fake. He wasn't being truthful. And he was the initial one that was helping them in the situation. And he had actually moved to the back of the plane. And you can see in the video that there was a female flight attendant that was kind of in the way, but he was actually behind her. And I've actually posted pictures on my TikTok of the back of this guy. That's the closest that I've seen of a picture of the actual flight attendant. So I actually have two pictures on there, the back of him, in case somebody does come across a video that shows him better.
So we got this whole thing like
all the way wrong.
I've got a totally different vision on this now. So this woman might not be crazy. Like, I mean, well, she's crazy for doing this, you know, but this, like, we're thinking that she's believing that this guy, well, supposedly in the green hoodie at first, but whomever, is like a reptilian dude. Mm-hmm. You know, that's kind of like we're an alien. But listen, hear me out. But maybe she was so pissed off about her AirPods, right?
Uh-huh.
And maybe she's got some kind of baggage with, you know, people. I don't know. And this flight attendant was saying whatever. And she's like, dude, you're fake. You're not even real. Like, kind of slang.
Yeah, like that. Like, you aren't keeping it real.
So the whole thing is just her being, she's not that crazy. She's just very angry.
No, but, except for, I think as kind of a distraction, just to kind of get people on her side that were there in the plane with her, I think as a distraction is why she started yelling that we were all going to die. And all the crazy stuff that she was saying afterwards. But the green hoodie guy, from what I understand, he wasn't even on my flight. He actually, the video that came forward from this guy in the green hoodie was from 2021 or 2022. This was from like over a year ago that this happened. This was not the same guy. And the guy that's sitting next to her, he was a black male and he had on a face mask. He had a cloth face mask. And that was what stood out to me about him, was he just had a face mask on. So we couldn't see whether he was responding to her, whether he was saying anything, whether he wasn't saying anything. We weren't able to see what he was saying or even hear him say anything.
Wow. We got the scoop, guys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is because I had this whole conspiracy, because there was another incident that happened on, you know, one of those over sees airlines like Ryanair or whatever it's called. Mm-hmm. And there was a guy that pulled something very similar, saying not real, not real. And I'm like, we're getting set up. This is a bit. Like, somebody's doing this to promote a movie or do something. And I was like, this is all set, but maybe not the case.
Maybe not. Not after hearing this.
She's just pissed that she
got her AirPods stolen.
Guy stole her AirPods.
I wonder how he stole her AirPods, though, that fast, if she's sitting in her seat.
I just swipe them.
Well, and the thing is that they actually said, I'm sorry, my voice is hoarse, but they actually said that they're, like, right before all of this happened, she actually had the AirPods in her hand. So she had them just prior to this. And evidently, another rumor, and I don't know this for sure because I didn't see it happen, we were off the plane by then, but from what I understand, they actually did find the missing AirPod that was on the floor.
She dropped them.
She dropped them.
So she did all of that for nothing.
I did that. I lost mine and blamed my wife. And like a month and a half later, you know, and because I kept trying to, on my phone, it said they were at my house.
Mm-hmm.
And a month, and I was like, yeah, of course they're at my house. My wife has them, but she lost them. They were under my chair in my office.
Oh, no.
Oh, did you apologize?
For a month. I did in my way.
Oh, you put them under her chair.
Right. Said I found them. Knew you lost them.
Okay, so she goes, she's charging the cockpit. She's screaming at the congregation, this guy's not real. Y'all are going to die. Obviously, you can't say these things on a plane. So does law enforcement come on the plane and pull her off, or does she leave willingly?
No. So by that time, she was demanding to get off of the plane. She obviously wasn't going to have a choice at this point after saying things like this. So either way, she was getting off the plane. But they actually, she was at the very front of the plane at this point, so I wasn't able to actually see what was going on. But from what I understand, her and the flight attendants walked off together. But that wasn't the end of it. They didn't arrest her right then. They didn't do anything with her right then, because a little while later, after they had deplaned all of us, they had us get all of our belongings off of the plane. We all went to the waiting room, and I went to go find a bottle of water. And so I left where everybody was sitting at, and I started walking back down the aisle. And this lady was actually headed back towards, she was right there. I mean, it wasn't that far. She was right there by the gate where we all were. And she was headed back to go get back on the plane. And there was a lady that worked there that was blocking her way and trying to keep her from going. And she kept ducking and dodging and weaving around this woman who was trying to stop her. And then she actually sat down on a bench. And so after she sat there for about 15, 20 seconds, I actually took off walking the other direction. But everybody else that was on the flight saw her come back over there. And there was a male who came and escorted her away from there in handcuffs. And at that point, they made an announcement over the intercom that she was talking with the police, that she would not be on that flight or any other flight coming out of Dallas to Orlando, and that we had nothing to be worried about. We'd be on our way as soon as the new flight attendants arrived.
They came over on the plane. They came over, the pilot came over and said, hey, don't worry about it.
No, sir. We were off the plane.
So in the airport, they made the announcement.
Yes.
Like right at your gate.
In the airport.
Oh, at the gate.
Yeah.
I was like, that's a big announcement. Right. I'm walking in the airport. I'm in baggage. Have no idea what's going on. And over the loudspeakers, don't worry, crazy bitch is in custody. Like, what?
At the gate.
Damn, what's this guy?
I will say this. All this stuff about the shapeshifters and her turning into an alligator or lizard or whatever it is all these people believe. None of that came from anybody on the plane. It did not come from the lady that said she wasn't real. These are all just conspiracy theories that people have made up as time has been going by. All she said was, you're not real, or he's not real. And then after that, she turned around and said, what did she say? There's another video that shows her saying, that stupid ass dude over there. So she actually called him a dude after she said he wasn't real.
Oh, so she does think she's real. He's real.
Yeah, she thinks he's real. I just think she meant he's not keeping it real.
That's agree. Now that I've heard Mary Lee's story, it's very interesting. I never I'm jumping on the shapeshifter reptilian.
Oh, you were all in.
I was secretly hoping he was like an AI robot that they've announced, oh put out, God. And we don't know it yet.
That would be so much more fun. It really would be more fun.
So before we let you go, the flight to Orlando, the entire flight, is that what every, like, did, was everybody talking to each other about this woman?
For a little bit. Obviously, while we were all waiting those 3 hours or four, between 3 and 4 hours while we were waiting for the flight to take off, we were all, everybody, you asked about everybody's attitude. Honestly, everybody was just really mad, really mad that this lady caused this huge scene and caused us all to be delayed 3-4 hours, especially, I mean, I don't know what other people are going through that are on the plane, so I can't say especially, but in my situation where I'm trying to get to my father who's sick, and time is very precious.
Sure.
And so 3 or 4 hours really makes a big difference.
I'm surprised that still I see these viral videos of people acting like this on flights and everybody just watching versus not even taking a second. I mean, like the rule post 9/11 for those of us that grew up watching it in real time is when you get on a plane, especially us guys, you get on a plane, you go from the beginning of the plane to your seat, and you have put together your roster, your team. You're looking at guys of size in their eyes, and there's just this telepathic communication that you have, like, I got you, I got you, I got you, I got you. As soon as that woman stood up and started screaming, all those guys that had that telepathic conversation should have tackled her, restrained her, then called the authorities. Because God knows what she's going to do.
I 100% agree.
You know?
Yes. Apparently they didn't have that conversation.
In this day and age, you don't know.
I agree. Anyway, all right. Mary Lee's got other videos of this. If you want to go to her TikTok, M.LeeRN. M.LeeRN on TikTok. And she's Mary Lee, the airline scoop lady.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's what she is. Before I let you go, on a serious note, I know your father is in a bad way with his illness. God bless you. God bless him. And we wish nothing but the best for you and your family while you're there in Orlando with him, okay?
Absolutely.
I can't tell you guys how much I appreciate that. And I hope this really clears up things for everybody. Unfortunately, there was no shapeshifter and no reptilian on the plane.
Well, you got it here. All right. Thanks, Mary. Have a good one. Thanks for coming on.
Yes, sir. Thank you, guys.
We'll see you.
Guys, it's no use putting it off. The best time for an underwear refresh is now. Tommy John underwear is designed for a perfect fit that stays put all day. There's zero chafe thanks to 4 times more stretch than competing brands. And their innovative horizontal quick draw fly is a game changer. With over 30 million pairs sold, there are thousands of men out there more comfortable than you. Don't settle for less. Go to TommyJohn.com today for 25% off your first order with code COMFORT. That's TommyJohn.com, code COMFORT. Tommy John. Comfort perfected.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge. Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.